Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in sunny, most of the time, Hernando, Florida. As always, however, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Well, today, friends, we are continuing on now in our current series that we are calling What About Tithing? Today is day two. Uh-oh, someone just decided, what about calling in? I've got a problem with that. What are you talking about, Pastor? Again, at the onset of all these programs, I'm going to tell you straight up, the Bible in the New Testament doesn't teach that we must tithe, or that there's some exact line about that you can get away with, or God will get off your back, or this will curry the favor of God. But that doesn't mean we're off the hook as far as giving is concerned. No, we're going to see very plainly that it's grace giving means, you know, we've been given all grace, and so we should give all gracefully. And so it's really something there. But we are looking at four main passages in the Old Testament that apply tithing, and we're taking principles out of those for the New Testament. Again, we're not going to try to shock you with, you must give 10%. That's not what we're doing here. If you just tuned in today, you know, go ahead and on to voiceofvision.org and see where we started yesterday, and we'll go on today in a couple more days, I'm sure. But from Genesis 14, by way of review, let's do that. Yesterday we covered the principle of thankfulness. The principle of thankfulness. We looked at Abraham giving to the priest Melchizedek after he had recovered Lot and defeated the kings that had taken all the stuff. And he gave 10% of all that he had to Melchizedek in response to God. But it's not suggested there that we're supposed to give a tenth when we get some victory, or that we're supposed to give a tenth to stir God to give us victory or act on our behalf. We also compared Abraham's response to the king of Salem, which was Melchizedek, to the king of Sodom. And there's some things there. Abraham gave, but he didn't necessarily think it was right to receive. He had said he wasn't going to just take everything. So the first thing that we learned, this was yesterday again, was the principle of thankfulness. It's about a grateful heart for what God has already done. And bringing it to the New Testament, in Christ, we've been given the blessing of Abraham. That's Galatians chapter 3, which is justification by faith. You know, we're saved, and we receive the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:3 says we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. So that was yesterday. Now today, we're going to talk about the next principle, which is the principle of stewardship. Yesterday we talked about the principle of thankfulness. That's why we give, because we want to. We're thankful. The second reason we give is the principle of stewardship. Stewardship. Again, we're not just talking about your money. We're talking about your life. But your wallet is part of that, of course. Principle of stewardship. And we're looking at Abram's grandson, Jacob, now. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28. And we'll read verse 13 starting there. It says, "Behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread it abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." And then let's look at verse 20-22. In response to this, Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me..." Let me stop right there. He's saying since, okay? He's saying since God has said this. In other words, well, if God's going to be with me, that type of thing. He says, "If God will be with me..." He wasn't putting a challenge to God, like, "If you don't do it, I'm not giving." He says, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I should go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house." Bethel, you know, the house of God. "And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth unto you." So it's the principle of stewardship. Jacob recognizes that all he has been blessed with has been given by God. He says, God's doing this. God's going to give me food and clothing. God's going to bring me back to my fathers in peace. In other words, he's going to be with them his whole life. You know, it says buried with their fathers, you know, that type of thing. But he's been given by God. And so there's something right there. Of all that he has, he knows that everything he got that's good, all good gifts. What does it say in the New Testament, the book of James? All good gifts come from God, with whom there's no shadow of turning. And see, the truth is that if it's good, it came from God. If it didn't come from God, you don't want it. No matter what it does for you, it's not good. That's why you got to know what the Bible says, friend. But here we see that Jacob again recognizes everything he's got that's helping him is from God. And so what is he saying? He's saying God owns it. We use it. And we give some directly for God's use. And so that, friends, is the principle of stewardship. You know, it's people say, don't own stuff. Own stuff, don't let it own you. But that's not as far as it needs to go. See, we don't own stuff. God owns it, and he loans it to you. And so the principle of stewardship is the idea that we are money managers and time managers and everything else in God's hands. Instead of trying to give to God and using tithing or something like that to make God the instrument, we are the instrument. The things have been given to us. You say, well, I worked, I did this, it was me. God gave you your breath. You wouldn't be having the ability to do that. He still works it through us, yes. But just as we'll see later in the principle of provision that we're going to look at, God blesses his people through his people. And so you see here that Jacob says, I'm going to give a tenth to you. Doesn't say where he's going to put it, does it? Doesn't say, is it just his money, does it? It says all that he has. And Abraham gave a tenth of all that he has. And I'm not asking you to convert everything to cash and send it under full submission. Don't do that. You never hear a preacher say that. Don't do that. You're not going to get specially blessed. You're going to be bankrupt. I'm just telling you this, that you are a steward. And you should be giving part of everything to God, because he's the one that gave it to you. And again, this tenth is just really kind of a starting point, but you see it again. You saw it with Abraham. You see it with Jacob. And this is before the law. Now, we'll say, we're not under the law. We don't have to tithe. I understand that. And the tithe was before. But that doesn't mean the New Testament teaches tithe. It does teach giving, and we're looking at principles. We saw the principle of thankfulness. Now we're seeing the principle of stewardship. God owns it. We use it. And we give some directly for God's use. Now, friends, you can see it's not a transfer of wealth as if we give God a tenth of what is ours. It's an acknowledgement. The principle of stewardship is saying this body, this life, you know, what Christians that are people that are not Christians say, you know, it's my body. You can't tell me what to do with my body. Mine, mine, mine. I earned it. I keep it. You know, grab all you can. You know, can all you grab. Sit on the can and poison the rest. Isn't that the way the world talks to you? Look out for number one. But see, we have an audience of one. He's number one. And we're just walking around as sojourners in this life with these borrowed bodies. And all of that, they're not ours. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You guys know that, right? So it's not a transfer of wealth. Not saying, I'm going to give you 10%. It's Jacob saying, I realize. It's an acknowledgement of who is the actual owner. Not that we have produced, but that God has given us these gifts. Anything that you have, God has given you. And so it's not how much do you have to give, it's how much can you really afford to keep? So that, again, friends, is the principle of stewardship. We worship with what we've been given, for it's all from God. God entrusts us with all he has given us, and we recognize the giver and his control, as Jacob did here, by giving off the top. Of course, you know, you're going to run into people. They need help. Or you're going to need help. Or you can help them with time or with some of your talent or your treasure, however it happens to be. But you realize you're just being a steward. God's given you grace, and you can have more grace. Just give out the grace. It'll be an abundant supply. You give abundantly, you will receive abundantly. That doesn't mean I'm going to look to where I can give $10 because I'm going to get $100 back. You're thinking wrong by doing that. The principle of stewardship is not about what you can bring into your storehouse. It's what God brings into you, and then you give out. He uses you as an instrument. Again, think about that. He uses you as an instrument instead of you trying to use Him as an instrument. And that is the big deal about what about tithing. When people try to say, do this and then you'll get, or do this and then you'll be able to avoid this. You know, that's all about you, friends. That's not about God. See, so often we say, well, God's first in my life, you know, and God's running my life. Yeah, but we're the foreman. He owns the company, but then we act as the foreman and say, work here, or I'll put my money here, I'll put my treasure here, and we're not really instruments in the hands of God. That's what we need to be, is instruments in the hands of God. And that's what the principle of stewardship is all about. Luke 3:11 says, whoever has two tunics, again, New Testament here, is to share with him who has none. And whoever has food is to do likewise. You see, friend, the Bible has much to say about matters concerning money, possessions, and being content and things like that. When talking about tithing, or, you know, giving a tenth of our income to the local church or for ministry purposes, talking about giving and stewardship, there's a lot of controversy. That's true. But again, we're looking at some principles here. And the truth is, we're to be mindful of God more than our things and our desires. You know, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6:19-34 says we can't serve God and money. And he says, you know, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And he says we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. And he's talking about food, clothing, and shelter. All these things will be added to you. And so it is important to think about it. But you often hear euphemisms or aphorisms and the like exhorting us that our possessions not possess us. You know, that we ought to love God more than goods. And that's true. You've probably heard it said, and I've said it and believed it also, that you should own your stuff, not let it own you. But my understanding of that has grown. I don't really say it like that anymore. You can't just simply say, own stuff, don't let it own you. Because, again, as we've been saying today, you do not own stuff. God owns it. And He owns us. And He loans it to you. Now, in light of this truth, the question is not how much do I have to give, but how much, again, am I allowed to keep? Looking at the New Testament, one realizes that giving 10% is certainly not the standard. Nor is it some lofty ideal. It is not. It actually would be far below it. Instead of asking how much do I have to give in order to please God, or how much I have to give in order to get God off my back. We should probably be asking ourselves, how much comfort do I have to surround myself with before I can be content that God loves me? How much are you really after? Are you really after God, or are you after God helping you out with money? That's tough, isn't it? The truth is about stewardship. That's the principle today, the principle of stewardship we see in Jacob's life. You don't own stuff. It is on loan to you. Yes, you have control over it. You have control. But what is controlling you? Well, I sure hope that you were listening yesterday. If you didn't, go on to voiceofvision.org. Discover the principle of thankfulness. Today was the principle of stewardship. Tomorrow we'll move on to Leviticus 27 and talk about the principle of purpose. Now we're going to be getting into what the law is and what the law says. But that's really all the time that we have for today. And so we'll get on with it tomorrow. But let's go ahead and close once again in prayer. Father, this is a question that everybody is concerned with, and everybody has their own idea, but people don't often be biblical, or they don't really look at the whole pan-biblical basis. They don't really look across the spectrum of the Bible. They don't see the scope and sweep of Scripture when it's talking about giving. Help us to do that, Lord. Not that we have all the answers, but we have the answers we need in the Bible. Let us rely on that and use your Holy Spirit, Father, to bring it home to us, that we may give you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Well, friends, we'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
Next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.